for 91.9 at KVCR News. I'm Sharina Wad.
Come down, buddy. Come down.
San Bernardino County fire crews rescued two people and a dog on Tuesday night near the Mojave River. Fire officials say the two people tried to cross fast-moving water to reach a German Shepherd stranded on the opposite side. They were able to reach the dog, but then became trapped themselves. The group called 911, and County Fire's Urban Search and Rescue Team responded and safely rescued all three. The department is reminding the public that if a person or animal is stranded near moving water, call 911 and do not attempt a rescue. Officials say fast-moving rivers are especially dangerous during storms, and good intentions don't stop powerful currents. Inflation here in San Bernardino and Riverside counties is not cooling. That's according to a year-end report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The BLS found the Inland Empire had the highest inflation rate among the country's metro areas. The department says the energy index may have led the jump, which increased to 4.8% for the period from October to November. The index for items not including food and energy increased 0.3% during that period, while the food index fell 1.2%. UCLA researchers following the aftermath of the Los Angeles fires found homes exposed to smoke and ash experienced worsening indoor air quality in the 6 weeks after the event. Michael Jarrett is a UCLA professor of environmental health science and an author of the report. He says smoke penetrates soft materials in a home, like a mattress or a pillow, and then slowly emits hazardous air pollutants associated with the smoke over time. To avoid health impacts, he says these impacted materials need to be addressed.
You know, in some instances, that's going to mean removing them completely and then replace them and then have registered industrial hygienist who's certified to come in and do testing after you've had that remediation done to ensure that there are no other sources.
Jarrett says the report could help guide California officials in creating regulations for remediating smoke-impacted homes. Monday's avalanche near Truckee claimed one life, while four others managed to get out safely. The Nevada County Sheriff's Office identified the victim as 42-year-old Chris Scott Thomason of Bend, Oregon. Officials say he was part of a group of experienced snowmobilers traveling from Johnson Canyon to Castle Peak. The Sierra Avalanche Center forecasted avalanche risks following strong storms in the days leading up to the incident. Executive Director David Reichel says even with experience, it's a reminder to take precautions.
You know, for myself, when the storms arrived this weekend, my personal level of stoke and motivation was to get out there and get after it. But you can't let that enthusiasm push us into making decisions that are inappropriate given the conditions.
Reichel always recommends reading the avalanche forecast beforehand and to carry proper rescue equipment. There have been three avalanche-related deaths so far this season, according to the National Avalanche Center. New guidelines for healthy eating say Americans should eat more whole foods and protein, fewer highly processed foods, and less added sugar. Federal health officials released the 2025-2030 U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans on Wednesday. The guidelines are required by law to be updated every 5 years. They offer advice for healthy eating and provide the foundation for federal nutrition programs and policies. The guidance offers new advice to avoid prepared or packaged highly processed foods, to limit saturated fats and added sugars, and to eat more protein. Research shows most Americans don't follow the dietary guidance. Authorities have seized over 2,000 marijuana plants in Eastvale with a street value of more than $1 million. Riverside deputies executed a search warrant at 4:17 p.m. Wednesday in the 6700 block of Leanne Street. Police say now that they've seized the drugs, they're searching for the suspects who converted the house into an illegal indoor marijuana grow storehouse. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wadd.